Charlie Pendlebury, Deputy Sheriff. Yes, I'm stopping traffic on Route 4, I believe, for when the parade starts.
Gotcha. Yeah. And how long is that traffic stop going to last?
Until the last float. Are you familiar with what's going on today?
No.
Okay, this is the parade in Salisbury. They're just going to be running through town. Unfortunately, it just started, so I have to hold up traffic until the parade ends. Where are you trying to go?
We're trying to go to Claremont.
Hello, how are you? Again, unfortunately, sir, there's you just hit the parade. There's really no good way around it.
No, I'll wait. I'll All right.
I think it's amazing that they have a event where they close off the road to have a parade and let everybody experience this stretch of road where people sort of zoom by usually.
Yeah.
Take time and get to visit each other, see neighbors, see people they haven't seen for years. It's Jesse Schust. It really brings people from all the surrounding towns as well. I'm from Andover.
And what does it mean to have a community event like this on the route?
Oh, yeah, you kind of feel like you should be meandering down a dirt road. Yeah.
I mean, maybe not. Maybe it's the perfect spot for it.
Lisa Hurley. We still feel very rural, even though that it seems like Route 4 is a big throughway.
I think it's fantastic. It's really a rural road, even though it's a state highway.
Nancy Hayden, I'm the chairperson.
Oh, Nancy. Yeah. Hello. What is special about the Farm Days theme this year?
Oh, because this is a farm community. It was a big farm community at one time. It still is. And we just, like I said, we pick a theme every year, and we came up with the Farm Days.
This town's used to it.
Yeah. When you live in the country, you're used to animals.
I think it's a beautiful thing to see these horses. And
I think it's actually very important because small communities, sometimes you just pass right through and you don't even know where you are. You don't pay attention. And it's kind of nice that they get a little attention, a little business, because there are a lot of small businesses in this town that I think get overlooked. So mine included.
What is your business?
I'm a belly dancer. I teach belly dance.
I'm Renee Wasoja. I live in the town. On Route 4 is a lot of the main places, like the library, the town hall, the old museums and stuff like that. So it's also to and from home for a lot of people and where people grew up.
What do you think Route 4's importance to the town of Salisbury is?
It is basically Salisbury. There you go. It's not a very big town, so it's kind of all we got here.
Live right here.
Oh, you live right here. Wow. Yep. So your house is right on the end of this route.
It's the way it's got to go. It is the main road through Salisbury. Without Route 4, we wouldn't have a way here.
What does it mean to you?
It's my way home.